This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now let's feel worse. As we look at all the options that the New York Jets, and really for that matter, the New York Giants, I know it started off as the wheel of culture quarterbacks that the Jets can find, but because there's so much talk about the Giant quarterback position too, it's almost like you could interchange it. But this was built on the idea that Aaron Rodgers wasn't good enough for the Jets, that he wasn't a winning player that they're looking for, that he wasn't a good option, that they couldn't build a culture with him. So every day we, at 3 o'clock, we spin the wheel of quarterbacks and we look for a better option. We're doing yeoman's work for the New York Jets. So I hope they're thankful and I hope they're listening as we go through all the different options. And we've went through some doozies on options for the New York Jets quarterback this year. And today is no different. Today, until the Jets make a decision, until the Jets announce their quarterback, until the Jets sign someone, trade for someone, end this saga, we will do it every day to help them out. So today is no different. On this Friday, the 7th of March, we spin the wheel of quarterbacks. I'll take an S, Ryan. Going
back to throw. Flushed out.
Reminds me of the Wheel of Fortune.
Trouble. Slips a tackle. Got to launch it. He does. Left side. Into the end zone. Jump ball. And it is. Is it caught? Is it caught? Oh, my goodness. It's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it. He caught it for a touchdown with 1 second left. I can't believe it. You've got to be joking me. Hopkins reaches up with three defenders around him and pulls it in. And the Cardinals lead it 32-30 with a second left.
Kyler back to throw. Fires to the end zone on the right side for A.J. Green, who caught it. Touchdown. A.J. Green one-on-one. A fade. And it's dropped in a bucket for Kyler Murray's fourth touchdown pass of the day.
Play clock at one. Snap to Murray. And he's going to keep it running right to the outside 10. Stays in bounds at the 5 and into the end zone for his second touchdown. Then he takes the football and hoists it into the casita.
Shotgun snap, Murray from his end zone. Looking. Pops in trouble, gets hit, throws the ball forward, and it's picked off, and it's a touchdown. He underhand threw the ball. David Long picks it off, walks in for a touchdown. What a disaster. My goodness, you can't make that mistake.
Kyler Murray, come on down. You're the next contestant on the Wheel of Quarterback. As an option for the New York Jets, maybe? Well, obviously, a lot of news around the idea of trading with the New York Giants to bring Kyler Murray to be the quarterback of the New York Giants. Well, first off, right there, you have to trade for him, right? Now, if you look at his contract, he's going to be 28 years old. Obviously, first pick in the draft. He's 3 years into a five-year, $230 million deal. His base salary for this coming season is just $18 million. But it comes with a roster bonus of 11.9 and carries an approximate salary cap hit of $43 million. Now, you would assume if you'd be willing to trade for him, you rip up the contract, you give him an extension, you could play numbers with that luxury, with that cap hit. But that is still a lot. And there's talks with the New York Giants that they're going to want the third overall pick. You must be out your mind. Not trading the third overall pick. And if I'm the Jets, I'm not trading the seventh overall pick. So what would you even have to give for Kyler Murray before you even to discuss him as a quarterback? Now, look, do I think he has abilities that clearly Aaron Rodgers doesn't have? And for all you crazies about the offensive line, is he able to move? Is he able to run? Is he able to create offense with his legs? Is he able to move the sticks with his legs? Does he provide things that a 40-year-old man, even as injury-prone as Kyler Murray is? Now, he did play every game last year, but think of how much time over the last couple of years Kyler Murray has missed. I mean, when you play that style, that's the other thing about it. Oh, he's too old, he can't move, he gets hurt. Well, sometimes when you run, you get hurt. We've seen Kyler Murray, obviously, play that kind of game and get hurt. We've seen right here in this town, Daniel Jones run a lot and get hurt and have neck injuries and leg injuries and knee injuries. Like, when you play that game, you get hurt too, and Kyler Murray has been hurt a lot of his career. Does he have a lot of talent? Yes. Have they been a winning franchise with him? No. Have they had moments with him in Kingsbury when that first started where you saw his explosiveness jump off the page? Yeah. Have there been seasons where they start really well and then fade? Yeah. That has been a very common theme with this Cardinals team. This year, they were really up and down where, you know, they would play terribly. They would really run the ball through Connor, and that was how they played football. They came and blew the doors off the Jets that game. Like, they had up and down nature of this season, but ultimately, they have not been a winning franchise with him. He's got arm strength, clearly, as you heard the Hail Mary throw to Hopkins there, which is a very memorable play and one of the better Hail Marys ever. I'm sorry?
You said Hail Mary. That play is officially named
the Hail Murray. Right, correct. As you heard the Hail Murray right there. He's got arm strength. I don't know how accurate he is. I don't know how accurate on the run he is. Is he a decent option compared to the rest of the wheel of quarterbacks? Absolutely. Right? Stafford is obviously up there as a trade candidate, although that's now no longer plausible. We talked about drafting at the top of the draft as one of the options. This is an option where you would bring in a quarterback and you would feel, I don't know if it's a guarantee because I do like Aaron Rodgers, but you would feel like you have as good a chance or better of winning games right now with Kyler Murray. But what is it going to cost you? What are you going to have to do to make that trade? Does Kyler Murray willingly come here to the Jets and is happy to be a Jet? There are a lot of question marks around it. I still don't know if he's a winner. I still don't know if he can stay healthy. I still don't know if he's good enough as he, you know, ages here and gets into his 30s, which is probably what you're going to be looking at moving forward with him, giving him another contract to avoid the heavy cap hit of this year. Like, do I see his game continuing to be like this? Do I see him being able to transition into more of a pocket passer? Do I see long-term success with Kyler Murray considering what you're going to have to give up for him? Or is it just, and never mind the fact that you have a $35 million cap hit minimum with Aaron Rodgers. So you could be talking about paying a lot of money, paying a lot of draft capital, all to bring Kyler Murray to your team? The actual play on the field makes sense and is as good as spin the wheel gets. But ultimately, I don't know if it's a better option than just giving Aaron Rodgers the money, and I don't know if it's something that's even in the realm of possibility. So when it comes to the verdict on how we feel about whether or not this is a successful spin of the wheel, our final decision is...
No, you're never gonna get it.
Oh, nothing like In Vogue. Another video I'll always remember, right? Was it In Vogue and Salt and Pepper? Was that the combo? It was definitely like a duel. It was Salt and Pepper. It was like In Vogue and someone else. I feel like it was Salt and Pepper. It was a mix. It was a duet between the two groups. But back when music videos were cool. But you're never going to get it. It's not plausible. It's not going to happen. I doubt very much they're willing to trade, although they are in a win now mode. And let's hear from the coaches, we always do, and then we'll get into what the coach had to say to one of his star players today, as Zach Rosenblatt of the Athletic tweeted out.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But let's find out whether or not Kyler Murray, for me, it's never going to get it, but does Kyler Murray fit the profile of what Aaron Glenn is looking for in the next Jets quarterback?
Listen, I look for guys that love football. I look for guys that are highly competitive, and I look for guys that endear themselves to their teammates. We're looking for smart, tough, aggressive, and resilient players.
I think Kyler Murray comes fairly close to all those things. Does he love football? Well, he chose it over baseball as he was drafted by the Oakland A's. We remember that. Is he resilient? He's come back from multiple injuries. Is he tough? I don't think he shies away from contact, sometimes to his own detriment. Is he a winner? That's the question for me. Almost everything else that was asked endeared himself to teammates. There's been some issues with teammates, I believe. I don't know. Overall, if that's a major concern, but to me, it's just, is he a winning player? Is he good enough to really lead a franchise like the New York Jets out of the absolute debacle that the franchise has been and the cloud of the no playoff appearances hovering over it? Is he good enough to come here, with which would be a much ballyhooed move, a lot of draft capital, a lot of money? He would have to come here with a lot of anticipation, a coach talking about winning right now, without really any wide receivers on the team other than Garrett Wilson as of today. A cap hit along with Aaron Rodgers, the money he makes, makes it difficult to build out the rest of the roster. You're probably going to lose Reed. The defense might take a hit. I just don't know if it's the right move for the Jets, who are in win-now mode, especially if you listen to the coach. So today, Zach Rosenblatt of The Athletic tweeted out or spoke to Quincy Williams, who Quincy Williams was a little bit outspoken when the Jets decided to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Quinnen. I apologize. This is Quincy, his brother. Quinnen had something to say. So his brother was outspoken about speaking about Aaron Rodgers and whether or not he was ready for a rebuild. I guess I'm ready for another rebuild, or I'm up for another rebuild. Coach talked about having to speak to him, and apparently he spoke to his brother Quincy as well. As Quincy is reported on saying, I've spoken to AG a couple of times, and I'm very excited. He's one of those coaches that is straightforward with you. The first thing he said was, I came here to win, not to rebuild. And I'm on the same page as him and ready to win. This coach continues to talk up winning. I mean, I'm not trying to tell you I know everything. I'm wrong more than half the time, let's be honest. I feel that's probably not true, but I'll say it for this moment. I'm spinning the wheel of quarterbacks at 3 a.m. because there isn't one. The Giants are possibly signing Aaron Rodgers because they don't have a better option. The quarterback draft is considered one of the worst over the last half decade. There is no one in free agency. There is nowhere to turn to. They have a quarterback on their roster right now who the best thing you could say about him is won almost half of his games. He can't stay healthy. And he's not really a very good, he's a solid backup in this league and a good veteran guy to have on your roster, but he's not going to lead you to victories now. They got rid of every good player. They're going to lose Reed. They've already gotten rid of Devontae Adams. And he's still talking about winning now. He's telling everybody it's not about the rebuild, it's about the winning now. Well, this better be one of the most impressive culture victory teams we have ever seen. Because he is setting himself up for failure. Like, I hate to just put it at that bluntly, a statement, but this coach is setting himself up for failure. He has removed all of the good players under the guise of culture, and he's still talking about winning and setting the bar of those expectations. And that's great, right? And you want expectations, and I understand it. Is the team there to live up to the expectations? Is there a quarterback in the room? Is there an offense capable for a rookie defensive head coach and an offensive coordinator with no experience? And he's telling everybody, whether he's angry with the media at the combine telling him, whether it's players privately telling him, everywhere Aaron Glenn goes, he's talking about winning now. How do you expect to do that? And why, for someone who claims he knows the franchise, would you set yourself up for that failure year one? Because there'll be certainly, like, if you downplay expectations, if you talk about the building process, if you talk about the idea that it takes time to do these things, if you talk about that, then when it comes to fruition, it's part of your plan and you look like you knew. If you keep talking about winning and you lose, well, now it's harder to sell me on the idea of, well, this takes time. No, that's not what you told me. You told me you were here to win and to win now. You told the players you were here to win and win now. And when you make decisions halfway through the year based on the obvious nature of what happens in the NFL, say you draft a quarterback late, say you pick up a young kid, I don't know, whatever the case, and Tyrod Taylor isn't winning games for you and you make a decision to move on, how are you going to look to the players that you told it's all about winning now when you make normal basic decisions for a team and a franchise in the position such as the Jets? You're creating an issue inside the locker room. We could talk about holding players accountable. Nobody's want to hear culture and accountability when you've been preaching winning now and winning now isn't happening. Yeah, okay, you want to divert, you want to quell any issues that they're having right now because they want to win and they don't want to hear rebuild, and so you tell them all the things they want to hear, and you can whisper sweet nothings to them all you want. It doesn't change the fact that how do you expect to win this year? I don't think there's anyone, any Jet fan, anyone right now with where the Jets are that expect winning. Now, what are you going to say? If you win six games, what are you going to say? Well, we lost Aaron Rodgers. We lost this. I think winning six games here is winning. We've started to turn around, held players accountable, building a culture. Like, what are you going to sell us on? Winning is winning. I don't know why he's pursuing this so strongly. He needs to stop. Talk about building this team. Talk about it takes time. It took time with your last stop. You didn't, you know, you and that coaching staff didn't show up and just suddenly win. It took 2-3 years to get to where you were. Stop acting like you're going to turn the Jets around within a few weeks here. Right, it's going to take some time. And I don't think anybody would blame you if it takes time. But it's not going to help you to continue to spew stuff about winning. You want to give it to the room, fine. Once the season starts, sure. No one, you don't talk about losing with the team. But stop telling everyone under the sun that you're about to go and turn this thing around in a year. Because when you don't, you'll have explaining to do and no one will believe you. And you'll be in the same position Robert Saleh was in, the same position Todd Bowles was in, even though he kind of won year one, although he just fell short of the postseason. But you'll be in the same position these other failed head coaches have been in. You're a defensive-minded head coach. Your quarterback didn't give you an opportunity to win. And we're all sitting back wondering whether or not you're a legitimate head coach. That's why I want it to stop. That's why I wanted Aaron Rodgers. That's why I want a better option. Because you know what? This franchise is like, we just played Jared Allen the other night, last night. That's the perfect example. Jared Allen, former NFL great defensive end, going to the Hall of Fame, stands there at a podium and wants to just talk about a bad team or have a little fun at a bad team's expense. And who's the first team that comes to his mind? He's literally just like, who's bad? The Jets are terrible. I can't believe anybody took that job. That's the prevailing thought of the rest of the NFL. That's not just some guy sitting on his couch. That is a former great and future Hall of Famer who just was looking for a team to have a little fun with and make a joke about how he could say anything these days. And who's the first team that comes to his brain? The Jets. They are the definition of losing. When someone tries to come up with a loser, they come up with the New York Jets. That's it. That's the first. The first thought is, who the hell would take that job? The Jets are just pitiful. They haven't made the playoffs in 15 years. And so to handle that, we go, hey, we're getting rid of our good players, but it's about winning now. These are all football decisions. Every move so far, and again, the NFL season hasn't even started. Maybe I'll be singing a different tune. I don't know. But so far, this is what you're getting from the New York Jets. I'm going to get rid of all my best players. It's all football decisions, and we're going to win this year. Good luck with that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.